You're a 95 BFM Breakfast, and we've got a special guest on the line, Morena Corey Champion.
Morena, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm sleepy.
Oh, thank you for waking up nice and early. You've joined us all the way from Nam to talk a little bit about The Other's Way happening this year. We've just heard that Clear Path Ensemble will be joining us at the festival this year. We're so excited.
Oh, me too. I'm so happy to be coming back.
Yeah. It's nice to know that you will be keep on coming back for gigs, even though you've left us for the wonderful city of Melbourne.
Definitely. Yeah. I think I'll be coming back, just quite a bit back to Wellington, see family, and there's some cool projects kind of happening there for me as well. But definitely excited to come back to beautiful Tamaki Makaurau as well.
Mm-hmm. Last time you were here, I saw you at the release party for Black Sand, and it went off. People were loving it, eh?
That was a sick gig. I was so stoked to do that. Yeah, I was there actually at that Double Whammy venue. I was there about 6 weeks before that, or a bit longer, 2 months before that, for the Cerebi show. That was beautiful. And I remember that night, my mate Jono and Anthony, they twisted my arm into doing the show. But he was sort of, it was funny. I was like, well, you're the booker, mate. You're the promoter. Let's get it happening. And he's like, all right, sweet. And yeah, I was so glad that we did that. That really went off. Eh? That was a great show.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned the Cerebi show as well, because I remember when you came on stage for that and you just casually started playing the tambourine, and then you're like throwing around this tambourine like it's fucking nunchucks or something. It was crazy. It was brilliant.
There's ways to play the tambourine, eh? People don't know these things.
Oh, so cool. The Other's Way is so special. I know you would have been before, and I'm sure you've played before as well. Who are you excited to see on the lineup this year?
Oh, yeah. Saya Gray. I reckon that will be pretty fresh. I haven't seen what my set time is, so I'm kind of like, I don't want to get too many hopes up, but obviously, Conan's music is beautiful as well.
Yeah.
And I was really stoked to see Karu and Brandon Shiraz in the latest lineup as well. I've worked with Christoph Elchowento, and I love hearing him play as well. So yeah, lots of awesome local stuff. And some of the international stuff, like I was saying, Saya Gray looks real interesting. Yeah, I have to dig into it a bit more. I think there's lots of great, great stuff in there.
I know, you almost don't want to get your hopes up because you know you're going to get the timetable and have to do some sort of scribbling to figure out how you're going to run around to see everything. Eh? It's part of the fun.
Yeah, and it's an added kind of stress when you're playing and you've got some instruments with you maybe and stuff as well. Got to take it pretty seriously, but have a bit of fun too, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're pretty trick with a tambourine. Have you got any tricks up your sleeve for The Other's Way?
No. I think it'll be pretty close to it'll be pretty close to that Double Whammy show, I think,
Yeah, nice.
Just by virtue of me being over here, the rest of the band being between Auckland and Wellington. We'll get together. We've played so much. I'm so stoked. It's gonna be nice to play with my friends again, actually. But we'll be getting in there and just sort of hitting. So it'll actually have a different energy to it. I think it'll be quite fresh.
A cool chance for anyone who missed that gig to see the new album in action as well. So you have the full band with you?
Yeah, we'll have same thing that we did at Double Whammy. So that was with JY and Louisa on horns, and then Johnny and Daniel on in the rhythm section with me, and I'll be playing drums and bit of extra little sort of sounds on some samplers and things like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so special. We can't wait to have you back in Aotearoa. But imagining that you're settling in nicely to Nam life.
Yeah, it's interesting over here, eh? It's really cool. I personally like being able to go check out music 7 nights a week if I want to, which is a bit of a change of pace from Wellington, but definitely missing home and want to come. Actually, it was crazy. Like, I got over here a couple months ago, and the week that I got here was when Moo from Fat Freddy's Drop passed away. And I was instantly homesick, you know. So I was just like, oh my gosh. And then just playing that music for a couple months really after that. So I was still sort of like looping around in my head. But, you know, it was really, really difficult. And I think there'll be, you know, a lot of people hurting back there and internationally as well, obviously.
Yeah, and no better cure for a bit of homesickness than coming to the Others Way Festival, one of the best festivals on offer.
That's right. It looks great, eh? And tell me, how are they doing it with the stages this year? Are we taking over all of K Road or something?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Shutting down Karangahape Road, outdoor stage. It's going to be huge.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's really cool because it has sort of been in the past, you know, really fun running around all the venues, but you do get a bit of a shock when you make your way back out to Karangahape Road and you realise that not everyone is at the Others Way. So it's going to be really cool to have the street shut down and just be full of music.
Yeah, definitely.
Mean. Well, thank you so much, Corey, for making the time for a kōrero this morning and getting up nice and early for us. We're going to listen to Cascade Da, which is off of the new Clearpath Ensemble album, Black Sand, and we can't wait to see it live and have you back in Aotearoa.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Corey.
Really appreciate it.
Have a great day. Ka kite.
See ya.